best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on...
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in Texas are piecing together a day of possibly linked shootings around Austin and San Antonio. They've discovered two people dead in the San Antonio area and two others killed in Austin. The shootings of an Austin school officer and an Austin police officer could also be related. A suspect is in custody. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says he believes the shooting spree began in San Antonio.
Deputies did force entry. They began clearing the house, and then soon thereafter they began reporting that they found one body and then another.
The Senate has approved the nominations of hundreds of military officers whose promotions have been blocked by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. He's lifted that hold now. CBS News military consultant and retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
This action probably encouraged a large number of senior officers, colonels who were thinking about staying in, as well as other general officers, to consider retirement as opposed to staying on active duty, as they perceive this as a further example of efforts in the Congress and the Senate to politicize U.S. military.
The FBI has sent a bulletin to law enforcement agencies nationwide warning that terrorists could attack the U.S. in retaliation for its support of Israel during the war in Gaza. More from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
On Capitol Hill, a stark warning from the FBI chief.
I've never seen a time where all the threats, or so many of the threats, are all elevated, all at exactly the same time.
With the spike in threats since the war began, the intelligence report warns civilian casualties in Gaza or the increased presence of U.S. military forces in direct support of Israel will likely be exploited by terrorist groups.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his soldiers will maintain control over the Gaza Strip long after the war with Hamas ends. More on that from CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem.
The last time Israel occupied the Gaza Strip up until 2005, that meant it had to evict settlers. This time around, Netanyahu isn't talking about sending settlers back into the Gaza Strip. So that's at least one major difference between what one might interpret as occupation.
A judge in Wisconsin has ruled that an 1849 state law, which had been interpreted as a near total ban on abortions, doesn't apply to consensual abortions. More from reporter Bruce Marcus.
The law was challenged in court by Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call, who argued it was obsolete after a 1985 law that permitted abortions. This case will likely wind up in the state Supreme Court.
New York will hold a special election to fill the seat George Santos held until he was kicked out of the House.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yep, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 37. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today,
why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
They were involved in an ongoing sexual threesome, a menage a trois, with another woman. And now this clown, apparently, because there are tapes, according to police, allegedly raped the other woman when his wife didn't want to be involved on that particular instance. And he's claiming to be the victim, claiming he was set up. The story goes on in the Florida Trident. But now, with the release of a sworn police affidavit, we're past the allegation phase and have actual facts. And those facts alone are damning primarily to Ziegler, a virulent MAGA cultural warrior who has said anyone objecting to Florida's so-called don't say gay legislation is, quote, perverted, unquote. But also to his wife, Bridget Ziegler, a Sarasota school board member and co-founder of the right-wing book banning group Moms for Liberty. How's that for the pot called the kettle black? This guy says if you don't support the don't say gay legislation, you're perverted. And behind closed doors, the guy's having a bisexual gay encounter with his wife and another woman, according to the Florida Trident. But most importantly, those facts are heartbreaking for the victim in this case. The anyone who Ziegler claims is targeting him, a friend in a 911 call described her as someone falling deeper and deeper into drug addiction and terrified of leaving her apartment after Ziegler showed up there, attacked her, and recorded it on his cell phone. And I'm leaving some of the graphic details out because I just don't think we need to say it verbatim. A horrific attack. The Republican Party chairman of Florida and a co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Back with more on the other side, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on the hypocrisy that is today's Republican Party. Back after this.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 20 past the hour of 12 noon, along with Mr. Sommers on the board. Appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, just after the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Your chance to call in, talk to Lukester, and ask a question, news, sports, whatever you want to do. Right now, across the Florida wires today, according to the Florida Trident and other sources, now the Florida chairman of the Republican Party, Christian Ziegler, details are coming out in these allegations, and for legal reasons, that's why we have to keep saying allegedly. But pretty clear that now the facts are coming out that the Florida Republican Party chairman and his wife, who is the co-
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
That his wife, Bridget Ziegler, would be, quote, in next time, unquote, for another threesome. So at the same time this guy is claiming to be the victim, now police have evidence that he sent an email to this woman apologizing for what he did. Of course, offering her money, right? Of course, offering her money. And said that his wife, the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, Bridget Ziegler, would, quote, be in next time, unquote, for another threesome. Does not exactly sound like someone who is innocent to me. But I'm no attorney. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Madison on WMDX. Jesse and Madison, appreciate you listening. What say you?
Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I want to say I appreciate you not going into the nitty-gritty details. I think sometimes, you know, in the media, there's a sense to sensationalize something in order to get more eyeballs, more conversation. But I think as grown adults, we can recognize the hypocrisy and the assault, you know, these criminal felonies being alleged without going into such detail that, you know, actually, unfortunately, you know, other hosts on this network have sometimes gone into, not realizing how many women in our society have actually been sexually assaulted before, and how they re-go through that trauma when they hear, you know, over-the-top details. So thank you for that. And thank you for pointing out that it's a mixture of both the hypocrisy and the assault. I think that's really key.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks for calling. Look, you know, we only do our show and everybody has to make their own decisions. But in this case, I just don't feel that the details do anything to advance the story. As you said, I know, you know, obviously I'm male, not female. And thank God I've never gone through a sexual assault like that. But I do understand that sometimes things can be triggering for those who have. And people could go to the Florida Trident yourselves or other sources, and if you want to see the details, you could do that. I'm not going to do that on this program. Suffice it to say the allegation is rape. I don't think that, you know, rape is rape, right? I mean, we don't need to go into details on that. But, Jesse, I appreciate the call, and you're right. I mean, it's twofold, this story. And I said this yesterday. I want to be very clear. There's nothing funny. There's nothing entertaining. There's only sadness when it comes to allegations of rape and a victim here. But I'd also be turning a blind eye if I didn't point out the hypocrisy of this. And again, you know, this is not about judging people what they do in their own bedroom, as long as everybody is consensual and safe. What this is about is two people, prominent people in the modern day MAGA Republican movement who have made it their mission. This chairman, Christian Ziegler of the Republican Party, and his wife, Bridget Ziegler, co-founder of Moms for Liberty, they have put themselves out in the public and made it their mission. And again, they couch this all with religion, saying they're called by God to point out what they view as other people's sins and proclaim judgment. Which, of course, if you're actually familiar with the Bible, is not what we're called to do as humans. Judgment is supposed to be left for Christ. But they ignore that and decide to judge others, and not just judge, but particularly Moms for Liberty and this guy, her husband, Christian Ziegler, start saying that you're a pervert if you don't agree with the Don't Say Gay bill, that you're less than, that you're flawed, that you're not human. And people are, you know, dying death by suicide over stuff like this, particularly teenagers who think there is something wrong with them, that they won't be loved, they won't be accepted. Materials that would help them understand, scientific type of materials and books that would help them understand, are being taken away from them. And then, as we find out by the reporting of the Florida Trident and others, it appears, allegedly, but now we have evidence, that these people who are condemning others, passing judgment, in many cases are at least partly to blame the cause of teen suicide, they themselves are doing the exact same thing behind closed doors, and worse. And worse, because the guy is allegedly involved in forcing himself on someone and raping her. And instead of admitting or being humble, they lash out and call themselves the victims. And immediately, you know, put politics into it. We have a quote, we have a country to save. I'm not going to let false allegations of crime put that mission on the bench. First and foremost, what does he think about? Getting Trump elected. Spreading the MAGA movement message. That's why I find so rich and disturbing all at the same time about this story. And that's why I think we have to talk about it. We have to point this out so that when these people say other goofy things, you say, look, take this with a grain of salt, because here are the facts behind it. We're going to come back with our factually great colleague. He is Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke on the other side. News, sports, fun. You're not going to want to miss it.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A warning from FBI Director Christopher Wray to Congress about the threat environment in the U.S.
The threat level has gone to a whole nother level since October 7th.
Wray made the comment as he urged Congress to renew a surveillance program that allows the government to keep tabs on foreign nationals outside the country without a warrant.
The expiration of our 702 authorities would be devastating to the FBI's ability to protect Americans from those threats.
To ABC's Liz Landers, the Senate set to hold a test vote on a spending bill that would provide aid to Ukraine and Israel, but Republicans are threatening to block it, saying more needs to be done to address the border. President Biden told a fundraiser he wasn't sure he'd be running for re-election if Donald Trump was not also in the race. And authorities in Texas say four people were killed, three were hurt in shootings across Austin. Now they believe a double murder near San Antonio is connected, as suspects in custody. This is ABC News.
For
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State...
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. Police in Texas say a man shot and killed two people in San Antonio, then did the same in Austin. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
This occurred and then the suspect drove to Austin and did what he did there.
The alleged shooter's in custody. Senator Tommy Tuberville has lifted his hold on the promotions of senior military officers. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
It's really penalized officers and their families. Being able to move, assume new responsibilities, get their families settled.
The FBI is warning of possible domestic terror attacks, says CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The intelligence report predicts ISIS and Al-Qaeda will likely use the Middle East conflict to increase calls for violence in the U.S. this holiday season compared to prior years.
Israel is increasing its attacks on Hamas targets in southern Gaza. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Many Palestinians say they have no place to go and constantly fear bombardment. We are living between life and death, this mother cries.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a high of 37. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Via Zoom, I mean, she's more with it than I am.
She's not slowing down in one bit.
Not slowing down a bit. Looks fantastic.
There you go.
So that's I was learning from the Dancing Queen last night. But for those other people that might not have been, tell us about this brand new show on Civic Media.
Yeah, the brand new program, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, airs across Civic Media, 8 to 10 p.m. every weeknight. The inaugural show last night. Mm-hmm. Pete and his producer, Conrad, kicked off the show talking about Christmas movies. It was a big one, yeah. So there was a number of different topics. It's going to be focused, though, a little bit less of what we're doing with current events and, mm-hmm. and the day-to-day news. More entertainment variety hour. And talking about cultural, pop cultural topics across the Civic Media Network. So Pete is an actor, comedian. He brings a lot of depth to those conversations. And you're going to want to tune in every single weeknight, 8 to 10 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen to the podcast version of last night's show, the premiere episode. And I mean, normally at 6 or 8 o'clock at night, I'm just, you know, sitting at home doing laundry, so I don't.
Yeah, and Pete likes to brand the 2 hours of the show as enough time to go to Hollywood and back and still be in bed by 10.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so you can listen across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can download the Civic Media app, and if you're on the go, and or if you're at home doing laundry, you can tune in for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, 8 to 10, every single weeknight. You don't have a dedicated laundry day? You do laundry just any day out of the week?
I do laundry when I'm fresh out.
Okay.
Kind of like when I buy groceries. I just go, oh, I guess I've got nothing to eat. I guess I got to go. I got to go.
You know, I wish I could say I was more organized than that, but I'm not.
We are more of a household of routine.
And I wish I was.
Laundry days, grocery days. It's very
I wish I were more.
I like habits. I'm a creature of habit. So therefore, I form habits and not always the best ones, but I think the ones that keep the house clean and the fridge stocked are good ones. So
see, you're amazing.
No.
I think you are. I wish I were more like that, but no, sadly, I'm more scatterbrained. I'm just kind of like, my whole life is a triage operation room, which just
fits most of my life too. And my better half keeps me in line, so she's the one that likes the order just as much as I do. She's better at keeping that order, and I have to thank her for that.
Speaking of order, the basketball order has been realigned at least a bit in Wisconsin. Big game over the weekend. You heard it across Civic Media on the Badger Radio Network as the Badgers took down number 3, the Marquette Golden Eagles at the Kohl Center.
All in day's work for that matchup, third in a row. First time, I believe, since the 1960s that either Marquette or Wisconsin has won 3 in a row against the other. So the Badgers, I think, it's a good team. There's been a lot of young talent on the team these last couple of years. I think there's going to be a lot more development of those younger players. And the individuals that have been playing together for some time now are going to take the Badgers places this season. I'm excited for it.
As someone who's followed this team, because I went to UW Platteville and was I was the worst half of the voice of the Pioneers. My broadcast partner Kevin O'Connor was the better half. We used to say our promo for the on-air broadcast team was, One of these guys knows Pioneer sports like the back of his hand. We just hope the other one can find the stadium. that was me. Okay. I was not the guy who knew it. Like, so anyway, but Kevin and I would do these. And so Bo Ryan was the head coach there at the time. And of course, he went on to UW Milwaukee and then to did great things at Wisconsin. So I'm a longtime follower of, and to me, I think one of the things that Greg Gard does, I can't believe that. I think he's like in his eighth year or something like that.
It's that many already. I was thinking it was like six or seven, but
COVID
eight,
time. COVID time, right?
Yeah, time is a weird thing now.
And I think for one of the first, maybe only time so far in the Greg Gard tenure, depth like he's never had before.
Yeah, and so it's been a lot of young talent that's gone through. I mean, when you have Johnny Davis come in and only play a couple of years and then leave for the NBA, it's hard to build a team around some talent like that that is only going to be at the school for a little while. But now we've got a core group of players that have been playing together for some time. And I think that depth and that bench building that's been occurring over the past couple of years is going to be really fun to see. And they're going to open up conference play tonight. Big Ten play begins this evening. The Badgers heading to Michigan State, going to be out there in East Lansing, taking on the Spartans. And it should be a really, really good game for a tip-off. And you can listen
right
here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
6 p.m., your tip-off time, and you better listen because you can't watch it unless you got the Peacock.
It's another one of those?
It's another Peacock.
I'll be listening then.
The dang Peacock has taken over.
These streaming apps.
I know. But you're better off, quite frankly, listening to Matt LaPay and whoever is. They kind of go back and forth between Charlie Wills now and Brian Butch on the analyst side. But Matt LaPay, your consistent play-by-play announcer on the Badger Network. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, on WRJN down in Kenosha, Racine, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory, and because we get to do it on college sports, you could also hear it on the Civic Media app.
Yeah, RJN, though, taking the Bucks because there's a pop-up. Right. Yes, there's a pop-up game.
It was, all right, let's get to it.
you don't like the in-season tournament. No, you're not a fan. You're not a fan.
I'm not because I'm not. And I love the Bucks. I love Giannis. I love everything about it. I'm a supporter. As I said before, I've just historically not been a passionate NBA fan. Yeah. And it's all I could do to get, like, follow everything else. And now they throw in this
soccer-style
tournament in the middle of the season. Well, it just messes me up.
There's only 8 teams left. After tonight, there's only going to be 4 teams left. So it should be pretty easy to follow from this point here on out. If the Bucks win tonight against the New York Knicks, they're hosting the Knicks at the Pfizer Forum. If they win tonight against the Knicks, they are then punching their ticket to Vegas. They'll play up to 2 games over the weekend then. The semifinals would be against the winner of whoever else is left in the East. I want to say it is Boston and the Pacers. So Indianapolis and Boston are going to play against each other either tonight. I think tonight as well. I don't follow their schedule. I only care once they're against the Bucks. Right. But then you got 4 teams left in the West as well. The winner of the East then will go up against the winner of the West in that finals game, and that's the chance for the teams, the players, the coaches to win some money on the line from here on out. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I can't imagine if I was a Buck and it was this kind of weather, a little dreary out here in Wisconsin this week, why not want to go to Vegas? Why not want to go win a trophy and some prize money that goes with it?
Well, speaking of warm places to go, if you're a Wisconsin football fan, Badgers kind of got a lot of people thought they were going to end up in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And when all the pairings came out, Wisconsin Badgers coach Luke Fickell find themselves in balmy Tampa Bay for the, what is it, Reliquist Bowl? Whatever the heck that
Reliquist?
Oh, Reliquist?
Something like that.
I keep thinking it's like that throat logic. Ricola, the Ricola Bowl.
No, I believe this is the Outback Bowl.
It was previously the Outback Bowl.
Yeah. So it's kind of that, like, the Badgers have been to the Outback Bowl in recent years. Yes. It's strange to me how you have, like, an iconic bowl like some of these are, and they get renamed through all these other sponsors.
I know.
But it carries some weight. I mean, the Outback Bowl was one of
New Year's Day?
Yep, New Year's Day. It's that's going to be, I think, great. Great being able to watch and or stream that, because across the Civic Media Network, we are your Badger affiliate in several different markets across the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to be very excited for the Badgers. LSU, though, ranked team and everything, it's going to be and Badgers have a pretty good record in recent years in bowl games. So I'm hoping that they can continue that record going and beat up on the Tigers a little bit.
It could be very interesting. You know, their star quarterback at LSU, as of the sporting coach, Brian Kelly, said that he had not decided whether he's going to play in that bowl game. The Badgers, basically their wide receiver room, including Chimere Dike, have entered the transfer portal. The wide receiver coach for the Badgers is going to Notre Dame. So what do you make all this, Luke? I mean, these players now, ones who are graduating even, are sitting this out if they want to go to the next level. These bowl games, it's not like you get the actual teams from regular season.
Well, the transfer portal giveth and the transfer portal taketh away, because, I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic, and I think a lot of the programs around the country are still figuring out what the transfer portal can mean for their organizations, and you have a lot of fun with it. I mean, heck, the Badgers got to experience Russell Wilson before going to the NFL because of the transfer portal, and some players make the decision, I believe. I mean, Russ still played in that Rose Bowl because he wanted to improve his draft stock. Right. And so it is an interesting kind of approach that players will take if they know, because of the raving reviews of their regular season schedule, that they're going to be a high draft pick. You're going to have players that just choose to sit it out rather than risk getting injured in a game that doesn't mean a whole lot at that point. It's not for a conference title. Bowl games are exciting, but they're not necessarily as exciting as losing the value that you can get individually as a drafted player in the upcoming NFL draft. And so you will see players like Caleb Williams, who's expected to be the number one prospect for the NFL this year. There's just like, there's no point in me playing. But then you do have the Russell Wilsons as well. They're like, I want to play. I want to increase my draft value. I think that going out there and showing all of these NFL teams what I can do will help me get a better draft pick and be a better player eventually. So it's kind of case by case. It'll be interesting to see how the Badgers kind of lose players through the transfer portal, but then also gain them as well.
I'm just fascinated by this whole name, image, likeness now, because, of course, now players can get quote-unquote paid, not directly in a check, but they get endorsement deals for their name, image, likeness. Last night, and I forget the guy's name off the top of my head, I believe it was Edge from Syracuse, committed to the Badgers last night in the transfer portal from Syracuse.
Yep, linebacker, outside linebacker, so edge player.
This morning, the kid decommitted from the Badgers.
Really?
And what is being blamed, and I didn't know this until this morning, that they can't have an agent like for to go into the NFL while you're still an NCAA player, but you can have a name, image, and likeness agent. And apparently this idiot got the kid a better name, image, and likeness deal between Oregon State and Baylor. Oregon State doesn't even have a conference yet officially. I think they're going to play in the West, or whatever, the Mountain West next year. But overnight, the kid commits to Wisconsin and then decommits all over name, image, and likeness.
I saw he committed. I did not see that he decommitted this morning, so that's interesting. It's kind of like the wild, wild west right now.
It is.
I think the old system necessarily was not the best, because you had players that just could lose everything if they accepted money in any regard, even though they were struggling just to be able to feed themselves and while participating in the most profitable division or sport in college sports, where you get nothing in return. So I think it's better than the past, but there are still a lot of things to work out in the new system.
More things to work out indeed with Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents with the great Luke Mathers on the other side. Give us a call if you want to talk to Lukester. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this on Civic Media.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Want to party to and from the next Packers or Bucks home game? Want to rent a party bus or 360 photo booth for a wedding, birthday, or special event? Call Gabriel the promoter today at 414-944-1704. Rent Hercules, the full-size party bus with lights, sounds, and dance floor to transport the party to the party. The best 360 photo booth in Madison is also here with Gabriel the promoter. Check out all social medias at Gabriel Promotes or give him a call directly. That's Gabriel the promoter at 414-944-1704.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Yeah, you said the Chiefs are going to beat the Packers. What it is?
I did say that, actually. I said I wanted the Packers to win, but I
to be fair, he also thought the Lions were going to beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. Todd's not that great at calling the games right now.
There is a reason I don't gamble.
So you see, you are now making me just watch football. I said to myself, I'm gonna call him and report him to lose.
I know. I've been reported. See, now you've put something in my personal file. Todd is a bad prognosticator, as it turns out.
How is everyone doing? Good.
We're doing great, Jay. How are things across the pond? Any big news in the UK?
They're fighting about immigration. Parliament is fighting about this immigration stuff. Now they want to send people to Rwanda.
Good gravy. Well, I wish they get back to talking about, you know, King Charles or Boris Yeltsin's hair.
Oh, indeed.
Boris Johnson, sorry. Boris Yeltsin's dead and buried. See, this is what happens when there's no leash on Todd.
Yeah, I said Prince Harry is having a bit of a problem at the Royal Court of Justice. He's having some tanglement with the Home Office. He wants security. The Home Office is doing something. I don't know what all about.
All right. Well, Jay, always a pleasure hearing from you. You're welcome anytime. Thanks a lot, Jay, our friend from London, the UK. Time now at 12:52 for a brand new segment that we have no open for because Todd forgot to do it. But this is fantastic.
It's a workshop, folks.
Because
we're just workshopping it.
Pitched this to me a couple weeks ago, and I forgot. This is a new segment we're going to start on Tuesdays called What Grinds My Gears? Luke Mathers, What Grinds Your Gears?
Well, I brought it up because I had this one of the neighbors on our street just decided to put out just a somewhat nice looking couch. Like, it did not look like it was you could see like kind of rundown couches and
You live in Sun Prairie, right?
Yes.
You're going to find that all the time.
No, but I'm saying like it was such a nice looking couch, and it just sat out, and then the snow came and just sat out on the curb, and it sat out on the curb, and I kept seeing this couch, and it's like, what do you expect for the I just don't understand. Like,
how it bothered you.
Yeah, it did. It really ground my gears.
Yeah,
grinded my gears.
And I suggested, Luke and I share an office, and I said to Luke, I said, well, did you ever think that maybe a dog peed on it?
And I had not considered that, but there's cleaners, there's ways to be able to take care of that, or there's donation centers that accept, you know,
slightly peed upon couches.
Yeah. Hey man, if you ever buy a couch from Goodwill, you're buying a couch from Goodwill. You know what the options are. I'm just saying, anything could be out there. You don't know what it is. If right. I mean, if no harm, no foul. If you didn't know about it, what's the big deal?
But also, honestly, furniture on the curb in Sun Prairie, half the furniture in my apartment is from the curb in Sun Prairie, and it was essentially brand new. I'm not exaggerating. Really? It's probably literally half.
Hey, I have still in my house some furniture that I participated in Hippie Christmas and, found something here on the streets of Madison. Like, I'm not against it, but, like, it's also just you. That's during Hippie Christmas. It's kind of like an accepted rule.
Explain for people out state what Hippie Christmas is.
Well, if you live anywhere near a college campus, Madison kind of just does it up all on one weekend, but I'm sure this is an occurrence across.
Because the leases are stupid.
Everybody has a lease that's up almost around the same exact time.
Yeah.
So there's a magical time of the year where perfectly fine things get left on the curb, and you just have to be ready to be able to, check it out, see if a dog maybe peed on it, or if there's a missing cabinet out of one of the chest drawers or something like that. But you throw the furniture in your car, and then you got a brand new piece of furniture.
Right, it's a great shopping mechanism.
Mid-August every year here in Madison. It varies, I'm sure, in college towns across the state and the country. But Hippie Christmas is a great thing. But just throwing off a couch, not in the middle of Hippie Christmas, and expecting either the excellent individuals of the Public Works Department to come and pick it up, or it just to disappear without you knowing how it gets taken care of. Like, there's things that you can donate. There's places you can donate to. There's other methods to go about it. And it was there for several weeks, and it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. It was grinding my gears.
It was. I can tell you personally, it was grinding his gears because he kept talking about it.
Couch was still there. It's gone now.
It's
been taken care of. But
you're a very environmentally conscious person.
Yeah, there's ways to dispose. Like, there's upcycling. There's donations. There's ways to, like, get rid of things that you don't want anymore that are better than just being like, I'm going to put it on the curb and let somebody else take care of it.
Here's what I found fascinating, that you know this person.
Well, they're a neighbor.
I said, why didn't you just go over and ask?
I didn't see him outside and then, like, say, hey, what's up with this couch? I might have done that had I seen him outside, but I wasn't going to go up to the door and be like, like, hey, can you take care of this couch? Like, clearly, I don't like confrontation. I'm not going to go out of my way to do that.
I love the fact that you used a doorknocker instead of a doorbell. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So
you didn't. That's the organizer in me. I'm a bigger fan of the knocking on the door rather than ringing the bell.
I never thought of that.
Oh, I hate disrupting dogs. Remy hates it when we ring the doorbell. Knocking isn't that much better for him either.
I was going to say.
But you don't want to disrupt the dogs, so the bell's usually more of a nuisance to them than the knocking on the door.
They go more crazy?
Yeah. At least in my opinion. That's my experience.
As a community organizer?
Yeah.
All right.
I've knocked a decent amount of doors, and so I prefer the knock
both,
over the...
Friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, compared to the doorbell ringing, I prefer the knocking.
I once knocked while I was campaigning in 2004... I knocked on a house and an older woman came to the door, and honest to goodness, I literally like had to step back because of the reek of cat. And she had, I mean, I'm not exaggerating, at least 15 to 20 cats that I could see.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's a set of tangents for another day there. We can go about some of those door knocking.
Yeah. I also once got run off of a porch by a guy who said he was going to shoot me. Have you ever been threatened like that doing door knocking in campaigns?
No. I've never had anything like that. So I'm grateful. at least not to like the knowledge.
In beautiful,
like,
Reedstown, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I just fly through Reedstown now. I don't want to take it.
You don't want to take any bad chances.
Me and my sister, maybe somebody else, we were doing doors, and this one guy literally came out and said, get the blank off my porch or I'm going to shoot your blankety blank butt. And I told my sister, I said,
come on. No soliciting sign would have done the trick. Come on.
I said, we're done here. Back up. Thank Luke Tantuzzi Tangents at Luke Mathers. Thank you. Back with hour two after this on Civic Media.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas, Thomas & Bar in Middle...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in Texas say a man shot and killed two people in San Antonio and then two people in Austin. They say he also wounded an Austin